Well, good listeners, as promised, last week I told you that we were going to have some special guests in our studio in talking to us about the great works of the Armenian Engineers and Scientists of America, Michigan section. And I'm very happy to have in the studio Mr. Ed Magarian and George Maradian, who is no stranger to our program, here in the studio to talk about the Armenian Engineers and Scientists of America, Michigan section, because they are going to be having the celebration coming up on November the 10th, which everyone is invited to, and we'll have further details on that event taking place, where they'll be celebrating their 15th anniversary, and it'll be taking place at St. John's Armenian Church. But what I'd like to know is this AESA has shown itself every once in a while in the community, and it's not really a mystery, but I don't think all of us know too much about it and exactly what they do and some of their projects. So I'm going to welcome Ed and George to the program. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to dig in a little bit and find out about the Armenian Engineers or the AESA, to make it easy on all of us, and learn a little bit about this organization, which I find really fascinating the more I read up about it. And, Ed, what basically are the long-term goals for the AESA?
Thank you for inviting us, Juan. To answer your question, the Armenian Engineers and Scientists of America, Michigan section, is an organization dedicated to assist Armenia in generating worthwhile technical projects for the long-term economic well-being of the Armenian homeland and to prevent the brain drain. Since independence, numerous organizations have been trying to assist Armenia in its struggle to build a free and prosperous homeland. The Michigan section was founded in 1997 and is a chapter of AESA in Glendale, California. Armenia does not have any significant natural resources to support its economic survival, making it essential that it rely primarily on its technical brain power.
Ed, you mentioned that the brain power that goes into all of this, and you alluded to saying something about the brain drain. What basically, either you or George, could you tell me about what you refer to regarding the brain drain?
Yes, I would like to talk a little bit about that. It's a term that may be overused, but it's very crucial for Armenia because we educate all these people and our scientists and guys graduate from college, and they don't have any jobs there. Well, one of the things that we're helping to do is to provide scholarships for the students that work for CRD and help them out. And in this regard, we're keeping the brain power in Armenia, and I think that's very, very important because it is one of our biggest assets, and it's terrible to lose that.
Absolutely. Well, I know that Armenia has always been in the forefront of science, and of course with the recent space shuttle that went to Mars and what have you, I know they've been quite involved with that, and it's just really exciting to see Armenians in the forefront of all of this exciting technology and being a part of world history. The AESA, what sort of projects basically does the organization support?
Several projects are spearheaded by AESA Michigan section to assist Armenia in an effort to improve its economic well-being. One of these endeavors includes AESA Michigan section's collaboration with the Armenian Social Investment Fund by Ashot Karakosyan, who manages the direction of projects.
Now, Ed, you alluded to the Michigan section, and you touched on California and Glendale and what have you, but are there major works across the world, and what other projects do you support maybe on an international platform?
Well, one of the major work efforts by ASM Michigan section is to assist a world-class scientific organization to continue its mission of measuring the cosmic rays of the sun and outer space and to predict the weather conditions on Earth. On this endeavor, ASM Michigan section corroborates with the Cosmic Ray Division of Alihanian Physics Institute of Yerevan, which is headed by Dr. Ashok Chilingarian. CRD has been studying high-speed particles and radiation from far reaches of space and has been concentrating on the enormous eruptions of the sun that spews masses of charged particles and radiation. These cosmic rays may inflict damage to civilian and military electronic equipment in satellites and those on Earth. CRD, with its innovative data analysis methods, generates warning as much as 35 minutes in advance of the potential damage that these dangerous rays can cause on sensitive equipment, thus providing time to take corrective actions. CRD is an international leader in this field, and its services have been contracted by NASA as well as many European space agencies. Currently, Mr. Harutyun Vaporjian is the coordinator of this activity within the Michigan section.
Well, we've always heard a lot about the CRD, the Cosmic Ray Division, in the news, and especially when there's some special events happening up in the skies, and there's a lot going on in that division. And George, is there something you'd like to add to the CRD?
Yes, I did. Ed mentioned that the bombardments from the sun, and he did mention the civilian equipment, but it's so important to know that so that we can set up protection, because if it's serious enough and there's no protection, it can actually cause death of the astronauts and for equipment on Earth even, because electronics are tied in with what happens from what the sun actually produces.
Well, this must be a group of consisting of many scientists, engineers, etc. So in what fashion do you maybe provide support to these scientists and engineers?
It's a very good question, Juan. The CRD has 90 scientists, engineers, technicians, and other support personnel to maintain the essential work that they are performing. Throughout the year, these dedicated personnel work in three-week shifts. They work at the Mount Aragats station in Yerevan. Winter season on the mountain is extremely harsh. Snow covers the facilities 9 months of the year, and transportation can take up to 11 hours, which could be treacherous. 10 years ago, when ASM Michigan section got involved with CRD, we noticed how meager CRD's operating budget was. Its income was largely from international funding, plus limited sums from the Armenia government and diaspora. Over time, Professor Ashok Chilingarian, head of CRD, determined the needs and priorities of the scientific establishment. The transportation problem was one of the first priorities. ASM Michigan section purchased and delivered two heavy-duty snowmobiles for emergency evacuation and for transporting equipment from Yerevan to the 10,500-foot elevation. These are not recreational vehicles, but are hard-working machines that are essential for traveling in the deep snow. In addition, ASM Michigan section purchased and delivered a 7-passenger SUV to shuttle the students and faculty from one location to another. Furthermore, ASM Michigan section helped CRD to procure a 6-passenger snow tractor to replace the aging snow tractor. Additional funding has to be continued until CRD becomes self-supporting. Great strides have been made in this direction, but more is needed. Through this year, ASM Michigan section will have exceeded $350,000 in contributions. 80% of CRD's income comes from international sources that indicate its importance, but more is required. ASM Michigan section has also raised special funding for scholarships and living support for the students who ASM Michigan section would like to keep in Armenia. The aim of CRD is to become totally self-supporting, but until that goal is achieved, diaspora support is essential. The CRD organization is an unchallenged world-class space weather research institution, and we must do everything in our power to keep that status.
Well, that's, I'm sure, one thing we don't want to lose, because I know that Armenia has always been at the forefront when it comes to space weather research, and it's just been amazing. It sort of bothers me a little bit that the world doesn't know, I think, the importance of what this station means to our globe, our entire universe. And it's amazing that we're at the forefront of all of this. Other than just in the technical sector, is there any type of support in regards to some of the libraries or publications that are needed to support Armenia with?
Yes. One other area of assistance to Armenia is the funds provided for the printing of technical textbooks for the Yerevan State University. In the past, most of the texts were in Russian. We have been helping to have engineering books printed in Armenian language. To date, 5 books have been printed in Armenian with our financial support.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you have the anniversary celebration coming up, and well, that being said, I know that you're always at the forefront of some sponsoring lectures and presentations. How does AESA involve themselves with these lectures and presentations?
In its 15 years of operation, ASM Michigan section has provided many lectures and presentations on technical matters to the local community. The local community is always invited in this interesting technical and or non-technical presentations. A recent noteworthy presentation was made by Mr. Osep Sarafian, who gave an excellent lecture on the magnificent structural edifices designed and built by Armenian architects during the reign of Ottoman Empire.
So, with all this being said, we have learned quite a bit this morning about the Armenian engineers and scientists of America, and it's probably time really well spent understanding this most beautiful organization that helps support, I want to say, the brain power, a lot of the brain power that's going into science and research and everything from the Cosmic Ray Division and all of these wonderful things that are happening in Armenia, and the support that this organization is undertaking is to be commended, because it's sort of, like I said, a quiet organization that stays under the radar. I don't know if that's because you want to stay under the cosmic rays that are flying around there or, or what, but all I do know is that this organization, I've learned so much about it regarding from the World Bank participation to all the supporters and what you do in the CRD station, and we got to tell our listeners how they can help support this organization. How can people help the AESA of Michigan?
Very good question, Juan.
I thought you'd like that one.
Yes. Yes, we do. ASM Michigan section recognizes that numerous individuals and organizations provide support for Armenian charities and professional assistance concerns. All of these are legitimate organizations and should be supported. However, if one's concern is to stop the brain drain from Armenia and to provide assistance to the technical institutions, donations can be made. checks should be made out to ASM Michigan section and addressed to ASM Michigan section, Post Office Box 4867, Troy, Michigan, 48099-4867. All contributions are tax deductible.
Well, folks, in case you didn't get that, please jot this down. Make the checks out to AESA Michigan and address it to, of course, the AESA Michigan section, P.O. Box 4867, Troy, Michigan, 48099-4867. And again, all contributions are tax deductible and, of course, very much encouraged and welcome. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting with you gentlemen and taking the time out. I really appreciate you spending this time to give us a true insight on the AESA and all of the fantastic work that it does. And I'm sure if other things happen in this area, we welcome you back to the program. I'm sure there's some very interesting projects. I'd like to hear a little bit more about the Cosmic Ray Division, to be honest with you. That sounds like if, you know, we could schedule another meeting, and we'll talk about the CRD. And I know that the funding is really needed for the CRD, it sounds like, because it seems like there's a lot of overhead over there, and with the winter and the cold winters and supply and I'm sure fuel, heat, and all that stuff that goes with it, it's something that really needs to be supported. So, folks, again, try to take the time to help support this organization. And again, on November the 10th, in the Vartan Room, they're going to be celebrating their 15th anniversary celebration. So you'll have information that you can contact. I'll have that on the program, who you can contact. You're going to want to enjoy that evening and listen to Anahid Yeremian, who is going to be there, who is a phenomenal physicist at the Stanford Linear Acceleration Center. And you're going to want to listen to what she is going to talk about. And we've used this terminology, the brain drain, and that's, I guess, what she's going to talk about, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. That's great. Well, George, Ed, thank you so much for being here this morning, and we look forward to the continued success of the Armenian Engineers and Scientists of America, Michigan section, and also all over the world. Thank you,
Vaughn.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Appreciate it.
It's been an inspiration to be able to talk to you and also to the audience, and hope we got the message across to them. Thank you very much.
Same here, Juan.
I'm sure you did, gentlemen. Thanks again.